Thank you for listening to this lesson presented by Reverend Millage Mosby. We affirm that this lesson has inspired and uplifted you and given you practical tools you can use to divinely guide you in every aspect of your life. We give thanks that as a listener of our online Sunday lessons, you are open to donating to support this web ministry. Please click on the donate button and follow your inner guidance. Thank you, and we continue to hold you in the light.
All right, we're good. So good morning again.
Good morning.
So this talk today, I guess the series of talks we've been going through, Herb and I were talking this morning about, I've been doing a lot about the idea of consciousness. And basically, as you know, my favorite instructor down in the village would say, consciousness is everything, right? Even from the standpoint of, you know, quantum physics, they say it's all about consciousness. So the idea here is, how do I get myself into a mindset where I can become more open and receptive to this divine process that I am in and is constantly seeking to move through me? And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. And I get a kick out of the fact that when I create these talks, like Safi, you were saying, you channel that song, is that a lot of these talks really, and when you say to me, you were talking directly to me, well, really I'm talking to myself and you're just listening and it sounds like I'm talking to you, right? Because there's so much of this that I'm challenged with in my own life, you know, even though that this is what I do, so quote unquote being a minister, we still have these same challenges. And I always think about this. Somebody says, like, I'm a minister. Or, you know, that's something that you may have the title, but you may not have the complete, you know, the complete overall being that idea. Does that make sense? You know, I think we're always striving for that which we are, we say to God. Even if you say, I'm a musician, or I'm a soloist, or whatever, you're always striving for a higher height of that particular dynamic that you, that path that you're on. So that's what we're gonna look at today. So today's talk is 2020, A Journey of Spiritual Discovery, because that's really what we're all about. Whether we're aware of the fact that we are on a journey of spiritual discovery or not, that's what we're doing. And you know, this another year just went by, right, filled with what I call potential spiritual growth experiences. And I say potential because we were having the experiences, but were we aware that the experiences we were having were specific exercises given to us by the universe to discover a greater essence of our own selves? And, you know, here we're coming into another year filled with even more possibilities. Willie and I were talking about how as we get older, time goes by quicker. Anybody notice that? Right? So you kind of go, where did 2019 go? But anyway, we're getting ready to move into this new year. There's a lot of new possibilities. We all have dreams about what we would like to see happen. That's just a natural process. But now, you know, moving into this new year, we got to understand, you know, am I going to be different? And now, let me just put it this way. If you ask yourself, am I going to be different? You are different already. Okay? We are different moment by moment because things happen constantly that are causing us to be different from the moment before. And, the progress of our journey towards spiritual awakening occurs as we are able to break through the veil created by the ego that keeps us from discovering who we truly are and whose we truly are. Okay? I had to look up that word whose because, you know, it's W-H-O-S-E and W-H-O apostrophe S. And you got to figure out which one. But whose we really are, you know, who do we belong to? And, you know, we all say we are the eachness of the allness, the individual expression of God. You know, and that's a hard thing for many people to understand, that I am God expressing. You are God expressing. We are the wave in the ocean. All right? Remember, so for those who haven't heard me say it before, if you're looking at an ocean and you see this body of water, that wave comes up and you can identify the wave as an individualization of the ocean. But then the wave calms back down and goes back into the ocean. And that's what each one of us are. We are the wave in the ocean that God is. And so it's coming to that realization. You know, and in Matthew 13:16, Jesus acknowledges those who are conscious of who they are and that they are walking the spiritual path. And he made that acknowledgement when he said, blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. Right? Now, the practice of using our everyday life experiences as a mechanism for learning more about the divine essence within us is the way of awakening that Jesus was talking about. Jesus was constantly being awakened, right? You can see in the scripture, like when the centurion came to him and said, you know, my servant is sick, can you come and heal him? And Jesus said, he needs your healing. So Jesus said, well, I will come to your house. And he says, no, you don't need to come to my house. Just say the word. And it was like Jesus go, oh, wow, that's right. You know, I don't need to go to him. I can just say the word right here where I am. So you can see the awakening happening in Jesus. So if you saw the awakening in him, then we understand that we too have to use our everyday experiences as mechanisms for awakening. And as it's written in Mark 1:19, Jesus went to be baptized by John the Baptist to accelerate his awakening. All right. And even when John challenged him, he said, no, I should be baptized by you. But Jesus insisted on being baptized as a spiritual cleansing of his mind before he entered into the work that he was about to do. Is that catching what I'm saying? So, you know, as we enter into the day, we need to be spiritually baptized before we enter into that day to prepare our minds for what's going to happen that day. Is that making sense? Okay. And I'll talk more about how that happens. But in other words, Jesus couldn't do the work he was about to do with his mind clogged with fear and doubt. Now you say to yourself, wait a minute, Jesus had no fear and doubt. But it shows in Scripture that he did have fear and doubt. You get it? All right, and so he said, okay, let me go to John. John's going to baptize me, help cleanse me of these struggles that I have within me before I enter into this work as a ministry. Now, as it's written in the revealing word, when the baptizing power of the word is poured into the center of our consciousness, it dissolves all material thought, and through this cleansing, purifying process, the individual is able to see the truth in all things. Let me say that again. When the baptizing power of the word is poured into the center of consciousness. Now, the baptizing power of the word poured into the center of consciousness is things like this. You know, listening to each other share ideas about spiritual reading, studying, meditating, praying, being open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth entering into you. Now, that sounds like, you say, well, I'm always open to God's, spirit of truth entering into me. But there are times that stuff happens and we block that out. All right? So we want to be baptized constantly by being open to this divine process happening within us. And this baptism is where Jesus had a grand breakthrough, breaking through those aspects of limited human thinking that keeps us from perceiving the truth about ourselves, right? And Jesus' mission is also our mission. What Jesus was going through, Jesus didn't want us to look at him as the Savior. Jesus was a window through which we could see how we also can enter into the same dynamic. We got caught up in looking at the man when the man said, and I'm not, I am the window. Remember when somebody says, great master, and he says, no, don't call me great. There was none great but my Father in heaven. So he was a great teacher, not that he did it for us, but he did it to show us how we also can do the same thing. And he said it, he says, all that I do, what? You shall do, and greater than these shall you do. Okay? So that's sort of the idea of understanding. So Jesus' mission was our mission. That is why we refer to Jesus as our way shower, because he showed us the way to spiritual awakening. Okay? Now that way being to do the prayer work necessary to break through the veil that keeps us from perceiving the truth about ourselves, as well as being able to perceive the truth lessons hidden in the experiences in our lives. That's mainly what we're going to talk about today. How do I see, how do I understand this thing, these things that I'm going through? What am I to learn from this? Okay. And we often talk about the great unconscious realm of mind, where many of the unresolved issues lay just waiting for us to become spiritually mature enough for them to percolate up so we can deal with them. So these unconscious, unresolved issues that create the inner lining of the veil keeps us from discovering the truth about ourselves. Let me say that again. These unconscious, unresolved issues create the inner lining of the veil that keep us from discovering the truth about ourselves. So we were born not in original sin, but an original blessing. All right? And that I am, that is the truth of ourselves, Every time we had an experience that we had a reaction to, it created a veil around that I am. And that veil became thicker, and that layer became thicker and thicker and thicker, to now we cannot even perceive the truth about ourselves. Is that making sense? Okay. So the process we're going through is we're trying to lessen that veil. I used to call it a shell that we created around the I am. And every now and then we create a crack in that cosmic egg, and we get a peek into the truth of ourselves. All right? So that's our discovery. So we're not striving to become more spiritual. We're discovering to wake up to the fact that we are spiritual. Okay, we are the eachness of the allness, the individual expression that God is. Right? Now, in an article in Science of Mind magazine, it says, "Spirit brings unresolved issues to our attention exactly when spirit knows we are ready to address them, grow through them, and put them to rest." So, as we talked about many, many times before, when we can't deal with something in the conscious mind, we push it down into the unconscious mind. Right, so Sigmund Freud, you heard me say this, Sigmund Freud says our greatest defense mechanism is repression, to repress that into the subconscious, which we can't deal with in the conscious mind. Okay, but the fact that it's in the unconscious mind does not mean it's not affecting our lives. It is organic. It is always affecting what's going on. Okay, and as you heard me say 1,000 times before, the marketing industry are geniuses at sending subliminal message to stir up that unconscious dynamic and cause you to think you need something that's going to solve a problem that you didn't even know you had. Right? And they're geniuses at that, okay? So the article goes on to say, acknowledging to yourself how you really feel about yesterday's packed away trials and tribulations allows them to emerge and become obliterated by the divine light that reveals what is really true. All right, let me say it again. Acknowledging how you really feel about yesterday's packed away trials and tribulations allows them to emerge and become obliterated by the divine light that reveals what is really true. Now, the idea behind the divine light that reveals what is really true has to do with broadening our perspective of the challenges in our lives from what we think they are about to a deeper understanding of what they are really about, which usually has nothing to do with the actual event or circumstance or person. So when we say, oh, why is this happening to me? Or why are you doing this to me? It really has nothing to do with that. It all has to do with something that's trying to be awakened within me. Is that making sense? Okay? So there's always something much deeper, more powerful, trying to awaken within us that which is of far greater significance to our overall well-being than what appears to be going on. But we usually end up getting trapped in what is going on and blocking the idea or the truth that it's trying to reveal to us. Okay? So in other words, what we think is going on is usually not what's really going on. Now, as we read in 2 Corinthians 4:16-17, though outwardly we feel we are wasting away with fear and worry, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an internal glory that far outweighs all of the challenges we feel we're going through. In truth, God continuously makes us new. Every moment of every day, we're giving a fresh new beginning. But a lot of times when it says, though outwardly we're wasting away, it's because a lot of times stuff that happened to us yesterday, when we wake up this morning, what are we doing? We're still muddling through that. All right? And what it's saying here is that as you're muddling through things and wasting away, wasting your divine expression out here, God is constantly renewing you on the inside. So that's why the concept be still and know that I am God is so powerful. Because the being still allows you to become aware of that renewing that is happening within you. Is that making practical sense? Okay. So instead of dwelling on the challenges in life that are draining you of your faith, peace, love, and joy, causing you to waste away, contemplate and focus your mind on what is truly true, then live from that truth. Okay. Now, the question should be, again, what do you mean by living from truth? So living from truth is living from the kingdom of heaven consciousness, which is the realm of divine ideas. I am conscious, I am expressed. Okay? Virtual realm, God, infinite potentiality, nothing that we know and want exists in this realm, but the potential for everything we know and want exists in this realm. Everybody catch that? Nothing you say you want in your life exists in the realm that God is, but everything you want has a potential in that realm. That potential instances into the quantum realm. The quantum realm is your mind, which is a cookie cutter mold. That cookie cutter is where this divine potential is pouring into and taking on the shape of what you are thinking. And then the physical realm is where it expresses out here. So no matter what the cookie cutter mold is in your mind, that divine potential is going to pour into it, and that's going to express. Who understands what I'm saying? Raise your hand. You get what I'm saying? All right? And that comes from Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God, Christ, Holy Spirit. I am conscious, I am expressed. Right, the virtual realm, the quantum realm, the physical realm. That's how that process flows. There's nothing magical about it. Your consciousness is the main element for bringing into your life God in the form that you want it. Okay? And so every moment of every day, we've got to be honed. So you're living from the truth is living from the kingdom of heaven consciousness, which is the realm of divine ideas, a place in consciousness from which we receive the guidance and know-how to bring out the answers to our prayers in reality. So when you ask God for something, God doesn't do it. God gives you the inspiration and ideas and the guidance to do it. Okay? And so the key here is to always be open and receptive to that divine process that's moving through you. And the more open you become to it, the faster you become aware of it. Not the faster that it comes, the faster you become aware of it. Okay? So quite often our existing mindset is confused. Okay? It's confused and maybe even frightened by the principles we're studying right now. Because some people are going, well, yeah, but this stuff is going on in my life right now. I know I have nothing to do with that. That's what the ego says. I have nothing to do with what's going on in my life right now, these things that are bothering me, and why is this happening? Okay, so when you begin to understand, you know, not that it's our fault, it is our unawareness that we need to expand on and become more aware of how my mind and my being is contributing to what is happening. Is that okay? So it's more just becoming more aware. So the reason why our minds are confused by it is because the lessons are revealing something that's different from our own perceptions and interpretations of what is going on. So we're thinking one thing is going on when a whole other process is really involved in this dynamic that we're experiencing. So when Jesus said, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear," he was referring to those who are spiritually awake, those who are able to see and comprehend the lessons embedded in what they're experiencing. So I repeat what I've shared so many times in a lesson before. Plato said this: it is not the intellect that matters. The intellect is nothing but an information gathering tool. You can get a PhD in something, and if you've never went out and had an experience that which you are learning, it just remains as knowledge, just intellect. But when you step out into the world and you go through the hard knocks of experience, that intellectual knowledge becomes wisdom. Does that make sense? Okay. So if we go back to Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I am conscious, I am expressed. And I said the virtual realm, quantum realm, physical realm. There's another one, first force, second force, third force. All right. For people who haven't heard this before. First force is I went through and I got all the knowledge. Second force is when you go out into the world and you go through the lumps and bumps of trying to live that knowledge. And third force is now you've reached the point of wisdom. Okay? So all the stuff that we're struggling with is the second force activity that's trying to awaken us to the wisdom of God that we have within us. You see the different perspective? And even though I'm saying this to you, there's stuff that I'm going through that I'm saying, why am I going through this? Even though I understand why I'm going through it. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's, all this is easier said than done, but conceptually is we want to understand how the process works, all right? So the key here is, you know, we want to understand the idea of contemplation of truth. So a good exercise, let me just step back for a minute. The key here is, I didn't finish Plato's statement. It is not the intellect that matters. Rather, it is the contemplative love of truth that really sets you free. All right? So it is not the intellect that matters. Rather, it is the contemplative love of truth that really sets you free. The love of truth. Okay? Now, and in, you know, again, a previous lesson, we explained that the word contemplative means predisposed to thoughtful observation. So the contemplative love of truth refers to a person who is predisposed to thoughtful observations pertaining to truth, truth being the result of unifying our mind with God mind through affirmations, prayer, and spiritual contemplation. Let me say all that again. Okay, so the word contemplative means predisposed to thoughtful observations. So the contemplative love of truth refers to a person who is predisposed to thoughtful observations pertaining to truth. So in other words, instead of letting our thought go to whatever is happening in the world, our thought comes this way to what is really happening within me. I'm contemplating the truth of what is really happening here. All right? So truth being the result, you say, well, how do I get to truth? It's the result of unifying our mind with God mind through affirmation, prayer, and spiritual contemplation. So how do I get to truth? It's not that I go through my intellect and try to figure out what truth is, because my intellect doesn't know the truth. You get what I'm saying? All right? So I have to, like, transcend the intellect. And if you go back to Maslow's hierarchy, you know, physical realm, social realm, love and belongingness, self-esteem, and then self-actualization. How many people know what I'm talking about? Or that's Maslow's hierarchy. Self-actualization is when the ego says, I have self-actualized. The intellect says, I am it. I've reached the point. Well, there's a new, if you put in Maslow's hierarchy into YouTube, you'll see there's a new hierarchy now, and above self-actualization is transcendence. I've transcended my own intellect. And that's what Einstein did. Right, he transcended his own intellect. He began to realize that I'm not coming up with this because I'm smart. I'm coming up with this because the universe is giving it to me. All right, so that's where we want to reach, is a point where I outgrow my own intellect and I become truly open to spirit. Okay, so this person is more inclined to become aware of what is truly true in what he or she is experiencing, as opposed to getting hung up in the drama of what he or she is experiencing, okay? So this person is more acclimated to the reality of truth than the reality of fact. Because the stuff that we experience is fact, but is not the truth, okay? So a good experience would be to observe what you think about most of the time, especially when your world is challenging your peace, okay? Where does your mind go to when the world challenges your peace? This observation will give you an idea of where your mind and emotions are predisposed to go when your faith, love, peace, and joy is disturbed. So if you want to know where you are, right, something happens, think to yourself, where did my mind just go? Did it go to truth? Did it go to God? Is it open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth? Or did it go to this stuff that's bothering me? That's how you can get an understanding of where you are. Now remember, there's no condemnation. You know, if you say to him, man, I'm still all hung up in this crap that's going on in the world, there's no condemnation. It's just a realization. This is where I am. Because you can't get to the next step unless you know where you are right now. All right? So remember, self-observation, finish it, without condemnation. Yes, self-observation without condemnation. Okay? And even though, you know, this idea of, you know, going to truth instead of ego, fear, is, you know, it's easier said than done, it is a fact that once you experience a moment when your mind goes to the contemplation of truth especially in a disturbing situation, it is typical for that experiential moment of truth to become a new reality in your thinking and way of perceiving the events and circumstances in your life. In other words, once you had it, you had the experience, it's like, wow. Because once you have that divine experience, you cannot unhave the experience. And because you can't unhave it, you now understand what it means to go to truth as opposed to going to drama. Okay. So, and you know, and what we're striving for is that in all circumstances, no matter what, we can become predisposed to thoughtful observations pertaining to truth. And I repeat, being predisposed to thoughtful observations pertaining to truth is being in the kingdom of heaven consciousness, the realm from which we receive a divine idea that will lead us through any disturbing situation and or give you the guidance to achieve those things which you want to achieve. Okay? So you say to yourself, boy, this is what I would like to happen in life, in my life. Well, Spirit immediately answers that question. Why? Because Spirit knows what you want even before you ask. Okay, why? Because you are Spirit. Right? You're not talking up to something or texting God, you know, please help me with this. Right? You are right in. You're the fish in the water, breathing the water, exhaling the water. The water knows what you want because you are the water and the water is you. All right? That's the thing we got to get into our heads. There's nothing separate from us. And we are not separate from anything. Not even each other. Okay? There's a divine process that has us all connected. All right? So being predisposed is being open to that divine process. And it's important to realize that spiritual knowing is a place in consciousness where you will know the truth that will set you free. Free being, meaning you might still be in the experience you're struggling with and trying to work through, but you will no longer be overwhelmed by it. You get it? So it's not the spirit, you just get plucked out of whatever you're struggling with. It's that you're in it, but you're no longer what? Of it. You're no longer overwhelmed by it. Okay? And so the experience will still be a fact, but it will no longer be your truth. Yeah. So this notion we have of wanting to be more spiritual so we can be free of the ups and downs in life is a matter of observing what we're, you know, giving glory to. If you're saying to yourself, yeah, this is why I want to become spiritual, because then I won't have this stuff that I go through all the time. Okay. But you have to ask yourself, what am I giving glory to? God or the challenging experiences in my life? If I'm trying to get out of this, I'm giving glory to that in some way. Okay. But I immediately become out of it when I turn my mind from the drama to truth. I may still be in it, but I'm no longer of it. Okay. And it's simple to figure out. If you are afraid, worried, anxious, you're giving glory to your fear. As Job expressed in 3:25, what I have feared has come upon me, and what I dread has happened to me. Why? Because the cookie cutter mold in your mind is receiving God in fear. So we need to change that cookie cutter mold. We actually need to get rid of the mold and just become, give God a pure avenue to move right through us into our lives. Right? And yes, I agree. Worry in some form is often the normal go-through state of mind and emotion when something happens, right? It's just, boom, worried. We just go to it. It's like a natural state. You know, and it's challenged our peace. But our spiritual work is to remember that God, that Jesus told us, we are the light of the world. He says, you are the light of the world. And it is our spiritual work to strive to let our light shine, especially in those challenging times. Okay? And remember, I know I'm stating it, but because I am the same as you, I know how challenging it can be. Is everybody following what I'm saying? Okay? But where I am right now is I'm always conscious of it. I'm conscious of the fact that I've gone that route instead of going the spiritual route. Right? That's the beginning of the process. Then what you can do, you can stop yourself. You can, I just did it again, right? That's not the place I want to go to. Okay? So in a past Science of Mind magazine, this was actually December 2007, there's an article that says, "'Tis the season, how to give the gift of your brightest light." I like that. "'Tis the season, how to give the gift of your brightest light." The author writes, "A great step towards spiritual illumination is to invite it." Just invite it into your life, okay? Father, I am open and receptive to your living spirit of truth. Invite it. Something happens, you jump to worry. He said, but Father, I am open and receptive to your living spirit of truth. Lead me, guide me, form me, shape me in your way. For this I was born. I've told you many times, that's what I say sitting in that seat before I stand up here. Okay. Yes, I got words on a piece of paper, but they won't come alive unless I let spirit work it, do its work through me. And so I say that prayer, total surrender. Father, into thy hands I surrender my spirit, soul, mind, and body. Reveal in me that which needs to be revealed and heal in me that which needs to be healed. Heal me deeply, Father. So these are the thoughts you want going through your mind all the time, okay? So a song to keep your, you know, keep in your mind, you know how you hear, like I wouldn't eat anything at McDonald's. Oh, I shouldn't have said that on national television, right? But, you know, if you hear McDonald's jingle on the TV or whatever, then the jingle is going through your head, right? So a jingle that you want going through your head to invite greater illumination into your heart, mind, body, and soul are the words from a song that we have sung many times. Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands thy wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love for everyone thus to share. You know, if you just had that tune going in your head, all right? We just saw Cats and what's the woman's name? Hudson, Jennifer Hudson. How many people saw that movie? Okay. Now, do not listen to the critics. They don't know what they're talking about. There were with me and Pam and Don and Patty sitting in a row watching that. And when Jennifer Hudson was doing her thing, every one of us had tears on, you know, trying to be cool. And yeah. But I don't. It's a powerful, powerful movie if you get the chance to see it. But the songs that were in it, Pam just said this morning, I can't get those songs out of my head. You know, they're beautiful songs. So that's what I'm saying with that. You know, you get that kind of a tune going in your head. You know, and I'm going to end by sharing these thoughts to guide us into the new year. This comes from an article written by Eugene Holden in this next month's Science of Mind, January 2020, and it's titled Getting Grounded. He said, in 2020, let us set the intention to bring our inner divinity into expression in everything we do and everyone we meet. To accomplish this, we must be grounded in knowing that we have everything we need to bring this intention into fruition. Okay? And this is an affirmation that we can use. I am grounded in knowing that I have everything I need to live a spiritually blessed life in faith, love, peace, and joy. I am grounded in knowing that I have everything I need. Say that with me. I am grounded in knowing that I have everything I need to live a spiritually blessed life in faith, peace, love, and joy. Amen.
All right.